Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences. Episodes discuss emotional, physical, and sexual violence. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Dark Dynasties, the podcast where we focus on different rich and powerful families who have ultimately exposed themselves to be corrupt, messed up, and, you know, very dark.
In this episode, we'll continue talking about the Murdaugh family and the aftermath of the boat crash that led to the discovery of even more heinous crimes.
I'm Sid.
I'm Olivia. And this is Dark Dynasties.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm all right.
So last episode, we were talking about the Murdaugh family.
Yeah, the Murdaugh boat crash.
Yeah, so the Murdaughs were a powerful family.
Of district attorneys in Hampton County in South Carolina.
And they had been basically running this place.
They had basically been the law for 100 years.
Yeah.
The youngest son,
Paul.
It was about 19 at the time, and he and a bunch of friends got into a boat at his grandfather's place, and he crashed the boat ultimately at the end of the night.
While under the influence.
While severely under the influence.
And basically, three people are ejected from the boat, three people stay in but are severely injured. And one of the people who was ejected from the boat is a girl named Mallory, mm-hmm. and she's now missing.
Yeah. And as we talked about last time, Paul Murdaugh had this very awful side of him when he was drunk. And he called his grandfather to try to pin this drunk driving incident on his friend Connor, who was there at the time too but was not driving.
And then his father and grandfather, Alec and Handsome.
Right. His grandfather's name is Handsome, if you didn't listen last time.
So Alec and Handsome have the audacity to go up to Connor when he's in the hospital and say, don't worry, we're going to take care of you, even though—
They're planning to pin it on Connor.
Totally.
Yeah.
So where we left off— This poor girl, Mallory.
Has been missing for a week. Her boyfriend, Anthony, is just devastated.
Absolutely devastated. Her disappearance is just tearing everyone up. Like
yeah,
the whole
it's a small
town. Yeah, the whole town is so upset, obviously.
Yeah.
Finally, she's found. She's found dead.
Yeah.
The coroner's report is blunt force trauma and drowning.
Yeah.
And hundreds of people come to the funeral. They support the family. The community comes together. They're all super devastated.
Everyone is really, really affected by it.
Now, blunt force trauma, does that not sound to you like someone had something to do with
it? Well,
this?
It sounds at the very least like she got ejected from the boat, hit something. The craziest thing is when you look back at this night, because there ends up being even more security camera footage and even more, you know, things that we end up unpacking, no one else is in the mindset Paul is in.
Yeah.
Everyone is in a much safer mindset. And Paul is completely wasted and driving recklessly. And everyone is asking him not to, asking if Anthony can drive, telling him not to drive so fast. And he's just not listening. So,
yeah.
Which is crazy because we do have footage of a lot of the night before the crash, which is really chilling and creepy to watch.
Yeah. So in the Murdaugh murders in episode,
I think one or two. The first really obvious thing that's wrong mm-hmm. is that all these people are underage and they're all drunk.
Yes.
Paul is drunk driving. He cannot legally drink. He definitely cannot legally drink and drive a boat. No one can. He got alcohol earlier that day by going to a gas station.
Yeah.
With his older brother Buster's ID, because he looks creepily like his brother, so he just shows his brother's ID, gets a bunch of booze, mm-hmm. goes to the car, and there's this creepy footage.
Oh, it's so creepy.
Of him walking to the car, and he puts his hands up like victory.
Victory. Yes.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, boy, like you have no idea. I mean, I hope you have no idea what you're going to do tonight.
There's also footage yeah. that mm-hmm. we see yeah. of at some point, I think it's when they're coming back.
Yeah, because they leave the oyster roast. The oyster roast is everything's kind of normal up till then.
Yeah.
Then they leave at midnight and they go instead of going home, which I think a lot of the kids said that they wanted to do.
They stop at a bar.
Paul made them drive to a bar downtown and you see them all get off the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Paul and Connor go into the bar, and the three girls and Anthony are like, screw this, I don't want to, like, be drunk right now. So they just go and hang out at a swing set.
Yeah. And so, you know, the footage of mm-hmm. Paul and Connor inside the bar
yep.
shows them drinking heavily. They're ordering, like,
Jaeger shots, lemon drops.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah, they're drinking a lot.
A lot of, gross drinks,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Drinks that just make you throw up.
It makes you think of, like, oh, yeah, that's what a child would order.
Yeah.
That's what a child would order who wants to be reckless and drink
yeah.
too much.
And to the point where the other people in the bar are, like, looking at them being like, you guys are drunk.
Yeah, you can see it in the mm-hmm. footage. People are clearly looking at them like, this is – something's wrong here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, they leave and Paul is like, I'm going to drive this boat.
Yeah, and everyone is asking him not to. Anthony is saying, can I drive?
Yeah, please let someone else drive. You're way too drunk.
And he's like, nope, I'm driving.
He's like, it's my boat. I'm driving.
Yeah, it's not his boat.
It's not his boat. It's his grandfather's boat.
They all get back on the boat, and the footage is so oh, my God. Like, there's footage of Mallory and Anthony getting back on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just – they're just in love with each other. Like, they're walking side by side, and it's the last time you see her.
It's sad, yeah.
It's so fucking sad.
It looks like, you know, a young couple, and they're super happy to be together. And it's, like, the last time we've seen her.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Paul, in the same footage, is doing this weird thing that they all said that he does when he's drunk.
Yeah.
He does this weird thing with his hands.
He, like, clenches his fist.
And then, like, opens them really wide, like, opens his hands and, like, splays his fingers out and then clenches his fist again.
If you watch it, the only way I can really describe it is, like, do you know that meme where DW from
mm-hmm.
Arthur?
Yes.
Has, like, her fist near the bottom
yes.
of her leg.
Yes.
It's like that.
It's like a rage, like, it's like someone getting superpowers and seeing their hands and, like, testing their hands
it's
out.
It's pretty creepy and weird.
It's weird. It's like, what is this?
And then, obviously, they get on the boat, and then we know
and
what
we know
happens.
What happens.
Now, after all of this, when we find out about Mallory Beach's death.
Yeah, and the whole town comes together.
The estate of Mallory Beach sues all parties.
Everyone involved.
Including the Murdaughs, even Paul's brother,
yeah.
because Paul used his brother's ID to buy the alcohol.
Yeah, even the gas station where he bought the alcohol, they sue everyone involved,
yeah.
which is totally fair.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
And on social media, everyone starts commenting that Paul should be indicted.
But, you know, but he isn't because his family is super powerful. They are the district attorneys.
They have been for 86 years.
Exactly. Everyone knows there's no way he would get indicted, but they're saying that he should on social media. And
until
2 months after the crash,
he's indicted.
He's actually indicted. And everyone is shocked. Like, everyone in the town is shocked.
Because, that he would actually be facing a felony.
Yeah, he's facing a felony DUI that's boating.
BUI,
boating under the influence.
Yeah, which I'd never heard of before
I've heard about that for the first time here.
But I've never been a person who boats.
That's true.
So that's why I probably don't know
he
that.
He has a felony DUI, BUI.
BUI.
BUI of drunk boating that results in death, and then two BUIs about serious bodily injury in the same crash. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, he's facing up like 20 years.
And, you know, obviously somebody who is facing that serious mm-hmm. of a felony would be right in jail.
They would legally normally be in jail.
And is he?
No. Oh, God, no. No, no. Because his family, even though they can't make the indictment not happen, they can keep him out of jail. He never posts bails. He's released on bond.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So he's treated wildly better than other criminals.
His, like, mugshot is taken in the courtroom and he's in, like, a full suit.
Yeah, like, he's not in, like, a prison jumpsuit or anything.
And one of the things that the court ordered is, you know, if you're going to be released on bond, you just cannot be drinking, period.
Now, I would also say already, he is 19.
Oh, yeah. He should not be drinking legally at all.
Yeah, it should be kind of implied of, like, you shouldn't be drinking either
way.
But
then again, we live in the real world, and 19-year-olds do drink a lot.
Absolutely. But the fact that the court even had to be like, hey, my guy, can we not?
Please do not drink.
Like, is wild.
Which is crazy, too, because they say that, right? They mm-hmm. order him not to. Mm-hmm. And there are so many videos of him just at bars getting wasted while he's supposed to be in jail, but he's not.
He's not careful about this.
No. It is one of those things that we see over and over again in these types of really rich, powerful dynasty families where it's just this reckless behavior that's very like, I am the law, nothing will happen to me.
I can't get caught.
Exactly.
And if I do get caught, nothing will happen.
Exactly.
And it's also a recurring thing throughout this story is there's a lot of like Snapchat videos, a lot of social media posts because these are kids.
Yeah, exactly. And everything this was in 2019.
People
are
recent.
Recording
Everyone's
stuff. Recording everything. And
So on May 6th, he pleads not guilty.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Paul.
Paul, yeah, in general.
As a child.
Yeah.
So, like, in the docuseries,
yes.
they talk to a lot of people who have known Paul or have known of Paul.
Or were friends with his housekeeper or, you know,
friends
with his parents. Yeah.
So, according to neighbors, Paul would kill baby animals as a kid.
Yeah. Apparently, he would take a kitchen knife and he would kill frogs and lizards and squirrels and was very into that as a kid, which is always
a bad sign. Yeah, that's like a really common
a serial killer red flag.
Yes.
Yes, that is a bad sign when someone does that.
And then to handle all of the weird shit that's going on in his family.
Yeah, whatever.
Paul starts drinking at 15.
Yeah, like 14 or 15. And you know, putting videos up of himself, putting pictures of himself drinking. He is open about the fact that he is drinking since he's 14.
And it just kind of makes everything worse. He's already a reckless person.
He's a very reckless personality where he's not really thinking about anyone else's safety or
But it, worth. You know, obviously makes that worse.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Morgan, his girlfriend, mm-hmm. and all of his friends would always talk about how Paul was this vicious drunk.
That's not good at all.
Nope, not what I would want to be called.
No, I would not want to know someone that is that.
Yeah. So, you know, his friends, apparently, because mm-hmm. he would get blacked out
and just do awful stuff to the point where they were like, we're not even going to call this guy Paul anymore when he gets this drunk.
They gave his alter ego
yeah.
a name.
Yeah.
And the name is Timmy.
Let's take a moment to talk about
alter egos.
I'm going to say that that's a way less threatening name. I'm
kind of
like, why did you choose a name that's like a silly little boy name when what he's doing is like beating people up and screaming and like.
It's a way cute yeah. name to give to a sociopath.
Yeah. And it's also kind of like that Jekyll and Hyde thing where it's like if you have two personalities and you just name all your bad actions under a silly name, it's okay because that wasn't you. That was your alter ego. And what's happening?
Jekyll and Hyde is fictional.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's like you can't do that.
No. It's like if I was my normal self mm-hmm. and then I, after we were recording this, I went and I robbed a bank.
Yeah. And you were like, that wasn't
and
me.
And I was like, that wasn't me. That was chartreuse.
It's like, well, that's
that doesn't ha, that
chartreuse
doesn't
has your DNA.
Yeah,
so I don't there, know. What to
there
tell
is
you.
No difference.
Yeah,
that you know, even if I was like, oh, chartreuse is who I am when I'm on acid and yeah. I rob banks, and it's like, cool, that's still not allowed. You know,
no,
like, that's still you.
No, I think the only good version of an alter ego is yeah. Sasha Fierce.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you're going to be Beyonce and then you're Sasha Fierce, and that gives you confidence. First of all, I don't really know why you need extra confidence when you're Beyonce
no,
because everybody wants to be you. But
yep.
sure.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's like that's totally fine.
Yeah, if it's an alter ego that makes you better, sure.
Sure.
Have fun with that,
sure.
whatever.
But you can't get blackout drunk and then do awful things
no.
like hurt your girlfriend.
No, like spit on your girlfriend
that's
and
literally
hit her.
Not
that's not
allowed.
Like a cute alter ego
no,
thing.
That's
like
disgusting.
This guy is a sociopath who also has like a very bad alcohol problem.
And this guy is coming from the family of the guy who calls himself handsome and
yeah.
has everyone else call him
yes!
handsome.
This is a family of weird nicknames.
This is a family where people give each other weird nicknames.
Or themselves. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And they make you call them that. And,
that is weird.
And they're not so
No,
good.
And everyone is nicknamed Buster. There's a grandfather Buster and a brother Buster. There's all these Busters in the family. There's lots of nicknames.
A lot of nicknames going on here.
But anyway, Timmy is by far the worst
yeah.
Out of any of these because
No, I think Timmy needs to be rebranded and he needs a scarier nickname.
Yeah, like
Like Bad Paul.
like Bad Drunk Paul we get away from now.
Yeah, Bad Drunk Paul who belongs in jail, please.
And that was a moment where we talked about
alter egos.
So a quick recap of what happens after the crash.
Yeah.
Mallory is missing.
All the kids are bloody and wet and confused and yelling and drunk, and the cops are trying to figure out what's going on.
Firefighters are there. Ambulance is there. Cops are there. They go to the hospital.
Anthony basically is just – he doesn't even go to the hospital. He's just waiting for Mallory, trying to find Mallory, waiting for the cops to try to find her. Connor, Miley, Paul, and Morgan all go to the hospital.
Paul's father and grandfather show up at the hospital trying
to— Who are also going to be his lawyers, you know? So allegedly, Paul's father, Alec, and grandfather Randolph, a.k.a. Handsome, come to the hospital
mm-hmm.
and are allegedly going and trying to get into everyone's rooms to try to talk to the kids to get them to either change their story or just be quiet so that they can pin the whole thing on Connor.
Right.
Who's so that, just one of the guys. He did not drive the boat.
Right. So that Paul seems innocent.
Right, because they don't want any of the criminal liability that Paul would – you know, they don't want Paul to get in trouble. But what we don't know yet even more so is that they don't want any can of worms to get opened up about their family, period.
Right. So fast forward 2 years from the boat crash, Paul has his first hearing scheduled after pleading not guilty to all of the charges in his indictment.
And now, he's been out of jail the whole time. As we were saying, he's never had to go through the normal things someone has to go through when they're arrested and indicted and awaiting trial.
But right when it seems like there might be some momentum towards justice.
Right. Oh, maybe this kid will actually
face consequences.
Exactly.
For once, 3 days before Paul is supposed to stand trial,
911 gets a phone call from Paul's father, Alec Murdaugh, and he is freaking out.
This 911 call is in the episode of Murdaugh Murders, and it is insane. Alec is screaming. Yeah. He's saying, my wife and my son have been shot badly.
They're not breathing.
They're on my property.
Yeah, and get over here right now and figure out who did this.
And this is 3 days
before Paul is supposed to go to court. So what does that mean? How does that all tie in?
It makes you think, who did this?
Yep. Why did they do it?
And is there an ulterior motive here?
Mm-hmm. Even crazier.
This 911 call isn't even the weirdest 911 call in this story.
No, and it's far from the last.
Yeah.
This leads to so many more crazy things that had been forgotten or cases that had been cold opening back up again because of this phone call, because of that boat crash.
So much has been hidden about the Murdaugh family, mm-hmm. and finally it's all coming to the surface.
So if you guys tune in next time, we will be getting even more into that, getting more into this 911 call about Maggie and Paul Murdaugh being shot.
And there's so much more. I've been Sid.
I've been Olivia.
And thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Dark Dynasties.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.